Molly, we kicked off our Fringe season by going to see a great little show. It's called Ropeable in the Peacock at Gluttony. Absolutely loved it. And on the line, we've got Meredith Kitchen, the Associate Director from South Australian Circus Centre, the home of Sir Kids. Good morning, Meredith.
Morning, Craig.
It is so lovely to have you on the show. We had such a good time last night.
Yeah, it was great. They have a really good energy and they really worked hard to get there.
We didn't realise it was going to be kids, and so it just made the feats and performances that much bigger. At that age, how do you build that trust between the kids?
Oh, I think that's just part of the art form, really. That's what circus is all about. It's about that calculated risk and trust and building community and looking after each other. They learn that very early on.
They did seem very in sync with each other, that's what I'll say. Like, I noticed the way that they were all communicating with each other through, like, sometimes you could see them chatting and then making sure they knew exactly who was where at what time. It was a very seamless performance, that is how I would describe it. And the way they moved their bodies, I was like, what? I can't even touch my toes.
Yeah, well, they do train hard. Some of them have been here for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So the youngest one in the troupe is 13. And then the oldest ones who are actually, they've come back to be troop mentors because they finished when they're 18. So there's a couple of 19-year-olds. And one of them, the 19-year-olds, composed all the music as well.
Oh, how about that?
Wow.
It was a really good score as well. Lots of emotiveness coming out of that music really brought you into each and every act. And you guys are a non-for-profit, right? So what is going to a show like this support?
We managed to secure the venue, which is great
because
we've done fringe shows before that have gone well. So they're always happy to secure us a venue there, which is, you know, means that people come along. We, of course, use our facilities here and we work in the training time that the students do here. And the rest of us do a lot of extra hours for love.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. We know all about that.
The show is called Ropeable. The theme throughout it, there was a lot of ropes and they're used in such a clever way where you were constantly wondering when they were going to pop up again, and it was sort of seamlessly integrated into the show. But I want to talk a little bit about the symbolism because my artistic brain was going off in the audience yesterday thinking, but what does this mean? And for me, it was all about connection and relationships because the way the ropes were moving with each of the artists was so ever-changing. Was that the intention?
The whole concept started when Jono, who's the artistic development coordinator here, said, what are we going to do our show about? And he had this photo. He'd been teaching them how to tie knots with rope, and he just rigged up a ladder and they were tying knots and they just started playing with it. And I said, well, there you go. Let's start with that. And, yeah, exactly that. It's about how, you know, we enter the world alone and then we forge friendships and communities and find our tribe, and then we feel isolated and, you know, cut off, and we make different formations and then we exit the world alone again.
Very deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
For kids, like, it's a lot. But I really felt that during the show, which was, it was executed perfectly. Do the kids get to contribute their ideas forward in that creative process when you are putting the show together?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a bit of a jam board and we work out what we want to do and how we want to try and develop scenes. And, yeah, we get them totally actively involved because part of our bit of a mission here is to... when they leave here, especially the ones who are in the independent, you know, the artistic program, that they do leave here as creative individuals.
This kind of show, I think, just shows you how far a rope can go. It really does.
How long's a piece of string? Well,
that line is even in there, isn't it? And, from things on the ground to things in the air, it's absolutely incredible and well worth going along to check out, don't you reckon, Molly?
Yeah, and it's a show you could go to with a couple friends. If you are someone with kids, I feel like it's perfect, to bring everyone along to come and check out these amazing performers.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a great family show, and I think it's just quite inspiring to see such young people doing such amazing things.
Yeah, if you want to go see that talent on display, it's Ropeable in Peacock in Gluttony. There's two more shows Sunday, this Sunday, I believe, the 27th of Feb, and then Sunday, March 6th as well. Meredith Kitchen, Associate Director of the South Australian Circus Centre and Home of Sir Kids. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.